I did not want to change that setup here in the twilight of this administration going out, and I certainly knew that I would just have a war if I started shaking up and finding new people to go before the Senate. As a matter of fact, I've already got some because of just some of the alternates. So everybody that came in, a lot of the women wanted Katie Lockheim, and a good many of the men wanted Leonard Marks, and a good many of the other folks wanted somebody else. It wound up Mrs. Luce wanted. She came in, and she said, "Now, Bill Benton has told me that I ought to be it," and he didn't discuss that Morris just raised unshirted hell. She said that the horse kicked him in the head, and all that damn trouble. And I said, "Now, Ms. Luce, Bill Benton's been my friend for years, and I have already appointed Bill Benton, and I cleared it with the State Department several days ago, and I told John Macy that I wasn't going to let him run out here just because it's the last few hours of the administration. It all through this thing, had done a good job, and if he got sick and couldn't go, we'd have a substitute. But I have named this delegation. It's already through. Now, the Time and Life Bureau and all these damn folks, they come back now and say that she's very angry and she's got her feelings hurt and she's up in arms and so forth.
Ridiculous. Coming up for the weekend with it, she takes it perfectly equitably.
Well,
May I make a point, Mr. President?
Yes.
There are two appointments, and I don't think you understand that the big one, the important one, is not the chairmanship, but it's to the executive board, which is a 6-year term. And the member of the executive board, I've been serving on the executive board, and it's illegal to re-elect me because under UNESCO laws, I'm ineligible for re-election. Now, this 6-year term is the only one of the UN posts which is elected by the General Assembly of the UN agency. This is not true at the UN or any of the other 12 of the UN agencies, only at UNESCO. So we have to have a delegate whom we can nominate, because he has to be a delegate. It has to be one of our delegates to be elected as the United States representative on the executive board. And that's the job that Claire wants. And I had recommended three people to the...
Bill, you got enough judgment to know that if I sent Claire up there with this thing as it is now, that they would just murder her and me and you too for being big enough damn fool to recommend it.
Well, funny enough, Tommy Corcoran called me night before last to get my help for Wayne Morris in Oregon. And I said, "How does Wayne feel about Mrs. Luce?" And he got Wayne right on the phone, and Wayne said, "Mrs. Luce is fine if you want her in UNESCO. It's okay with me. Bill will help me in Oregon. It's okay with me if he wants Mrs. Luce." However, I sent through a memo to John Macy after a good talk with him a day before yesterday, and he said he was going to cover several of these problems with you, because this first, who goes on the executive board?
Well, we got to get our delegation confirmed, I guess, before we can determine,
well,
don't we?
There are about three openings that have come up in the delegation because of people who can't go.
Yeah.
And thirdly, there's the question of who will be chairman of the delegation. Now, if you insist on my taking that chairmanship, I've done it 17 times before. I'll do it the 18th time, because it's late and we're caught, and it's difficult to get a delegation together and get them set to go to work for the next 6 weeks.
What I had told Macy and what I had told the personnel people here,
nobody wants the chairmanship. What they're really after is the executive.
That's right. What I thought was this. First of all, I did not realize until she came in that you were talking to her about her being appointed and about your not wanting it. If I had known...
No, I'm ineligible.
Well, if I had known, though, that this was the case, then what I would have done is gone out and made it their special selection, but to somebody that I thought I ought to. Now, what I had thought now, I told Macy and them would do is, I had thought if I hadn't appointed you, it would have been a rebuff as chairman of the delegation. I thought that.
Well, that's very nice.
I thought that you were my friend, and I didn't want to change. I keep on appointing people unless they just come in and say I can't do it, and I'm through.
Well, I told the State Department I didn't want to do it, because we've got a very good potential chairman and the guy who's the president of the National Commission, Dr. Ann Urich. The chairman of the National Commission, a very able man, and he's the vice chairman. He could just as well be chairman, and I could be vice chairman. But if you don't want to change because it's gone up on the hill, I've told the State Department that if they can't fix it the other way around, I'll go over there and get it started and serve for 2 or 3 weeks, get Ann Urich broken in, and then he'll be perfectly capable of carrying on, and if I find I can be helpful back here to Hubert, I'll come back in the last week of October.
Well, I don't want to. It's kind of got its problems up there. I just kind of hate to adjust them. But I sure don't want to impose on you if you don't want to go. I will work. I didn't really realize this, and I thought I was being true to and loyal to a friendship to you. I don't want to impose on it if it's obnoxious or if it's an obligation to you.
No, you don't want it.
I'll just go and pick out some good friend like you that's helped me and been my friend through the years and it's qualified, and I'll pick out somebody else, and it'll be late, and we'll have difficulties, but I'll try to get on it tonight and do it. I just didn't quite understand this. Now, I do think that this Ms. Luce thing, I think it would be quite a problem. I think there's a lot of people charging I'm too Republican now, and, you know...
Forget about her.
Well, I can't, though, when you all go talk to her and encourage her and get her worked up about it. She comes down. Let me read you a memo. Just came in here now. Bureau Time man came by. He said Ms. Henry Luce was quite hurt. The president did not select her for UNESCO. Ms. Luce told Saltonstall that Bill Benton had been very interested in her, and he was not interested in serving at all himself. Then Bill Benton had gotten her interested in serving, and Benton had told her that she should go and see the president and ask the president to appoint her. She told him that the president was considering her request. When the announcement came out, I didn't tell her considered. I told her I'd already acted. When the announcement came out, she said she had not been mentioned. She got her nose very much out of joint. She said that both he and all the others in the bureau here personally felt that it would be inappropriate for her to ask for the place in the first place. But now that she had asked for it, they hoped the president would give some explanation to the Time Life group that would try to placate them.
Well,
now that's from the press office. That just shows all the hell about nothing. And I got too damn many troubles to be worrying about this kind of
president. She got the story to the State Department and, of course, talked to me as she naturally would. She got the story Mrs. Lockhart was going to be this, that, and the other, and she got a hold of me and said, look, I'm a better candidate than Mrs. Lockhart, and so on. So I don't know where she gets her information.
What I had hoped was...
the Time Life staff in Washington.
What I would hope is...
Naturally, she came and talked to me.
Well, she's an old friend of mine, and I...
I'm ineligible, you see. The executive board knows I'm out.
What I had thought we would do was this. I had thought that we would let you be the chairman, and you could go over, and when, if you had to leave, well, that would be understood. We wouldn't plan it that way, and we wouldn't agree on it, but we something of that kind could do it. And then after we got them confirmed, well, I could look at it and see which one I wanted to put on the board as the executive committee member. I thought that would be all right.
Well, Mr. Macy had an idea yesterday of somebody to put the board that he was talking about, and a very, very good suggestion. A man that I've been trying to groom to be the next successor to Urich as president of the National Commission, named Mitchell, a very good Democrat, the chancellor of the University of Denver, and who served for many years as president of the Britannica, so I know him well. And he left to become chancellor of the University of Denver, a very gifted, talented man. And if he were a delegate, he would be an ideal candidate for the executive board. I also suggested, in addition to Mrs. Luce, Mr. Norman Cousins. I don't know whether you know Norman or not. Yesterday at lunch, he offered to come out for Hubert, which he'd never done in all his life. As editor of the Saturday Review, God knows Hubert needs some help.
He sure does.
And he also offered to give me $50,000 for Hubert's campaign, which I think will make him the biggest contributor in ratio to his resources of anybody in the United States. But my three suggestions were Mrs. Bluth, Mr. Cousins, and Mr. Mitchell. I know you want a choice. I know you may have your own.
Yeah, I'll look at it. I'll have some. Those...
Your man, Preston Smiley, would be a fine delegate. He was a very good delegate in 64. You couldn't do better than Preston Smiley. And we've got to have a scientist. Mr. Macy suggested Dr. Beadle, the former president of the University of Wisconsin, Chicago, or Dr. Detlef Bach. Either one of them would be marvelous. Macy has all the background. I wrote him a memo yesterday giving him all the background as I saw it.
Well, I'll talk to Macy and let you know. I may. When does this thing meet?
Well, we ought to get them together as soon as possible because the convention... General Conference convenes the 15th of October. They ought to get together and begin to work and do their reading and get their homework and read the program. There's a hell of a lot of stuff they have to do to get ready because it's a very hard-working conference. It involves working for 6 or 7 weeks, day and night, on these various commissions. That's where Smiley was good. That's where Harvey Branscombe, you may remember, he was president of your committee for Johnson in Tennessee. Former chancellor of Vanderbilt was good. So we've got a lot of good available delegates if they satisfy you and if you're willing to take a look at the...
I'll talk to Macy, and we may just change the whole thing up, and...
We've got 3 vacancies right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to him this afternoon.
And we ought to put into one of them the fellow that we want to put on the executive board.
Yeah.
Because that's the big thing. That's more important than all the delegates put together. That runs for 6 years.
Well, won't the next administration, what do they have to do about this?
No, the General Conference elects the man on the 11th of November, and he's in for 6 years. Next administration, it's the only ambassadorship that doesn't resign, because he's elected by the General Conference. The next administration doesn't have to make the guy give him the rank of ambassador if it doesn't want him, but he's still a member of the executive board representing the United States.
Now, what does he do? What do they do? Pay his expenses?
They pay his expenses, and they give him a per diem, and he spends 2 or 3 months a year in Paris attending the executive board meeting.
How much per diem they give him?
The UNESCO gives him about $28, and if he's an ambassador, the State Department gives him about $75. So he gets about $100. And he gets his round trip, the airplane paid back and forth to Paris, gets a car and a chauffeur in Paris, and for somebody who wants to be an ambassador and whose wife likes to be in Paris 2 or 3 months a year, it's the best ambassadorship there is, because you don't have to give dinner parties or stand in line at big cocktail parties, and the stuff's interesting. It's education, science, culture, it's all interesting. That's why Mrs. Luce wants it. That's why these other people are pressing you to get it.
Okay, Bill. Thank you. I'll be back in touch with you. Have Macy call you.
Let Macy. Macy's got a lot of background here, Mr. President. He's got it. I think he's on the ball on this. Understands all the issues. I had a very good talk with him.
Okay.
I like him very much.
Okay. Bye.